It's Tristan Wheeler
and Jack Lemon
on the radio.
We're talking radio time.
Pizza party.
Get your pizza in your party. Pizza. Get some. Hoorah. We're Marines. Yeah. Working the mic.
All right. Thanks, guys. You are listening to Radio Pizza Party, bringing you the freshest pepperoni and cheese and other pizza toppings and music and enlightening conversation direct from CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Ben, stop reading my lips. It's a Friday night. It's about 6:08. We had an a cappella version of the theme song, which is the first time we've done that. Sung by our guests, who shall remain nameless for now. I'm muting their mics so they can't yell out their names. They shan't be named. And it's a Friday night, and we're here with guests who have no names as of now. But we'll bring them in. The guest on my left, why don't you start?
Are we introducing ourselves? You seemed like we shouldn't introduce ourselves.
No, you can now if you'd like. I deign you able to.
I'll remain nameless for the time being. Let's just call myself Garf.
Garf?
Yeah.
G-A-R-F.
J-A-R-F.
Jarf. Okay.
Jarf, but with a G, like with a G
like
sound.
A hard J.
No, it's a G sound, but with a J. So Garf.
Okay. And guest on my right, who are you?
I disagree with our esteemed guest, Garth, because you already introduced me as my name, Ben, the original on the show.
Ben, the original on the show.
I was here from the start.
A lot of middle names there for Ben, yeah. The original on the show.
That's pretty rough.
Ben Show for short. How are you guys doing today? Let's talk. Let's get real slow here.
All right. Let's just okay. Yeah. No. Let's, I'm doing good.
Let's have low energy. Let's just chat about the things that are happening in our day.
Well, I came here, which is
that's a good start.
Yeah, I rarely do that anymore. UBC is pretty pretentious.
So you don't come to visit us. Because our whole school is so pretentious.
It's like there's way too much, like it's with this, you know, it's just so affluent, you know?
Just because our school wow. is better than yours and better than the crappy one you went to.
Yeah, I don't go to school anymore, so yeah, for sure, yeah.
And just, has no, yeah, more no. and has more money than you peasants.
I'm not saying,
doesn't mean we're pretentious.
I'm not saying it's not a jealousy thing. It's totally a jealousy thing. But like I went to school in a warehouse. You guys go to school in an ivory tower.
We do.
A warehouse? You went to school in a nice office building downtown.
For the last year, and it was a warehouse at the bottom.
At the bottom?
Yeah, they were delivering packages from there. It was actually a nice warehouse. But
so you, did you ever go down to that warehouse?
No, God no. Why would I go down there?
That's like being mad at a large apartment building because like, oh, yeah.
They have a mail room.
I live in a loading dock.
I think it's beside the point. Anyways, Evan, how about you, man? I mean,
God, yeah.
let's just catch the listener up to speed here. You've just identified
well,
Garf.
Now no. I'm Evan, so we might as well. I'm out of the closet.
He's gay.
Done and dusted.
That's cool. You can do that here. That's fine.
I don't know if that's up for you to decide.
No, I mean, I'm cool with it. I'm fine. I'm just chilling.
Okay, so the way Radio Pizza Party works is we talk to interesting guests about the things that interest them. We like to talk about the news of the day, or the last week or so, or the last 2 weeks, because we're going bi-weekly. Right. Hey.
Oh, it's bi-weekly? I did not know this was bi-weekly.
You guys do not keep up with the show. Tristan.
Somebody doesn't listen.
Tristan sadly moved. A lot of people don't listen. Tristan has sadly moved to Toronto for the summer, so for the rest of the season, it's just me. And every other Friday, Sophie Galloway will be hosting Friday Night Fever, a show I'm sure you guys also listen to.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure you do. And that's what it's going to be. Let's start with some news to discuss. This is our first segment. All right, our first piece of news today. The Toronto Raptors win game one of the NBA Finals, beating the Golden State Warriors 118-109. Raptors playing baseball. What am I in the movie Jurassic Bud?
You said baseball.
Kickball?
That's all I could think about as soon as you said it.
I thought it was some kind of joke. I was like, where's he going with this?
No, I meant basketball. Look, I wrote this late at night.
Okay, say it again. Say it again. Say it again from the top.
The right way around.
Okay, I'll start again.
All right, let's do it.
Just want to reset the segment, okay? All right, guys, all right. If one of you screws this up for me again, I swear to God. Sick and tired of it.
It's a hard ending.
The Toronto Raptors win game one of the NBA Finals, beating the Golden State Warriors 118-109. Raptors playing basketball. What am I in the movie Jurassic Bud? Was it better the second time around? What do you think?
A little better. You got the sport right.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think of the joke? All right, wait. First, what do you guys think of basketball?
My limited knowledge from playing on a grade 8 high school basketball team tells me that a score of over 100 is pretty good.
It's a lot of score.
And both teams did it. I'd say they're both winners in this scenario.
That's like over 200 points.
Where was the defense, man? I mean,
on both sides.
Where was the goalie is what I'm wondering about. Like, letting in 100 goals?
I think you mean it's not a goalie. What's the basketball?
Net man.
The net.
No, it's not a point. No, not point guard.
It's the net.
The net man.
It's the net.
Oh, maybe it is a point guard.
You're thinking
the
net.
Fly swatter.
No, point guard is the guy who gets
runs up the ball.
And he guards that. Anybody else from getting points?
Net
He's
man,
point guard.
Net
I'll
man.
Accept net
it's the guy
net
you're
man.
Talking about. The guy who stands on the back of the hoop with a hockey stick and swats the ball away.
You're sure. You're talking about the guy who is wearing a kilt made out of a net.
Yeah, net and man. No underwear.
He's net man.
I think you mean nut man at that point.
Hey, let's not get. Listen
hey,
here.
Hey, man.
You have the floor, Ben. Anytime you want to keep going.
No, man, that was it. I was expecting you to draw off that and go like, hey, man.
This isn't a riff podcast.
It's not.
This is all scripted, man. Look at your page.
Right, okay. Okay, cool.
Here, I'll ask some questions from the perspective of somebody who doesn't know basketball, and you can fill me in.
And I will answer them as a basketball expert myself.
Yes.
Shaquille O'Neal is on my speed dial on my flip phone.
Let me begin. In a scene. So... basketball. It's a game with balls.
I'm gonna turn your mic down. Yes, basketball does involve balls.
So people bounce these balls into a net of some sort.
Yes, they do.
And this is entertaining?
To a lot of people, yes.
Whoa.
Myself included.
And Canada has a team?
One team.
Where is this team located?
Why do I feel like you're leading me up to like stab me in the
liver? They're based in Toronto.
Interesting.
Are you going anywhere with this?
No, I pretty much ran out of my dialogue.
Your Charlie Kelly material is just kind of.
All right, let's move on to the second piece of news. Canadian garbage being shipped over from the Philippines. I guess Ben's dad decided to take the boat home from his vacation.
Ah, dang, man. My dad's not even Canadian.
Doesn't mean... isn't he a citizen by now?
Yeah.
Then
he's Canadian.
Well,
by legal definition.
Yeah, okay, well, shit. Okay.
I have a legit question here. So Did they ship it back with the agreement of Canada, or was it sort of the
Have you not heard the garbage story?
I have no idea what's going on.
Did they actually agree to ship it back?
They did. Okay. So, Ben, what happened was there was a garbage disposal company. I think it was like 2016.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, that was basically shipping containers of garbage to the Philippines with the agreement that the Philippines would buy it. Obviously not the government of the Philippines, but a Filipino garbage disposal company. The one in Canada went out of business. The one in the Philippines was like, we never agreed to take this stuff in particular. So it's between like 5 and 20 containers of garbage have just been sitting and baking in the Philippine sun for like 3 years. And apparently there's like liquids leaking out of it, and it almost led to like an international incident with the Philippines.
What do they do with the garbage?
I don't know. I think it's like, I think
we don't want this anymore.
They take back.
Yeah, it's, I think they sort it for recycling, or it's something, it's like how China buys tons of scrap aluminum, or
Scrap aluminum is different than a lot of like apple cores. You know,
there's apparently rotting fruit. Exactly. There's apparently like weird brown liquids oozing out of it now.
This is like clothing. Like, I worked as a garbage man for a little bit. That stuff is gross. I have this one. Okay, so we used to have these pressure washers, right? We used to like clean like the streets, like around the garbage can. And they used to have these little holes in them, which you like bolt the garbage can to the ground. Anyways, those holes are like death holes because they fill with the garbage juice.
Right.
And one day I was going over with like
Did you spray yourself with one?
I sprayed myself with it and it shot right back off of me, and it was the worst smell ever. And I had to walk down the Village Stroll in Whistler, walk down the Village Stroll and go have a shower in all my clothing. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever done in my life.
Man, I've done similar, working at a hotel, cleaning out the garbage room.
Dude, this is street garbage. This isn't like hotel room garbage. This is like on the street. People are like peeing there, people are like taking poos there, people are like ejaculating there, people are everything on the street.
But like, that's pretty bad. I remember working as a dishwasher, I'd have food like people's leftover food just caked all over my shirt by the end of the day.
Yeah, and people are like peeing on the food and pooing on the food and ejaculating on the food, and it's just all
right. This is a family show,
right? What? Okay,
yeah, this is a Drive Time radio show from 6 to 7:30. People going to work.
Can you actually describe, like, what are the bounds that we can talk about on the show?
No, that's not on-air talk. Not for any rule reason. It's just really boring. I can tell you during the break.
We should be transparent with our guests. I don't care, though.
That's the most
carry on.
Okay.
I want to talk literal semantics.
Our final piece of news.
Fall asleep in traffic. Crash.
LaCroix sales in free fall following announcement of butt flavor.
Wait, a butt?
Like, what? The flavor is butt. It's butt flavor.
I had a LaCroix for the first time about a month ago. It's actually really good.
They are really good. And they were doing so well until they announced this butt flavor.
But like,
isn't it like a meme? Like, I've never actually tried it before, but it's like a meme, right? How like bad it is.
No, they're actually really good.
They're like super low calorie and like, I don't know.
Some would say no calorie.
I don't like those like barely above water, you know, taste wise. You know, I either want like just water or like hit me up with like so much sensation in my mouth.
All right.
I mean, I'm all for it. Don't hate it till you try it. Yeah. Maybe it's a good flavor. I can't imagine what a butt tastes like.
Now we know how Evan doesn't spend his weekends.
Are you sure you want to know this, Evan?
Like, what aspect of the butt flavor are we talking about here?
It doesn't specify. I've never tried it. Apparently, it's light on the cheeks.
I'm sure somebody would like arms tied behind their back.
Oh, God. Right.
Okay. We're just going to wrap up the news segment here. This has been some news to discuss. Bye, everybody. I swear to God, if you guys mess this up for me one more time.
And we're back.
All right, that's pretty much all I had planned for the show. So we got like an hour and 10.
All right, let's riff.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for this.
Evan, what do you think of riffing?
I like to biff. We're doing rhyme time, right? Is this what we're doing?
No, we're not doing rhyme time.
Oh, I thought we'd make our own rap. Oh, there we go. You're up, Jack.
Ray McScriff.
I like to eat some spliffs.
Tiff.
Well, I was going to make it a rap song. I mean, we need a little more than just a word.
Here, let me get us a beat. 1 second.
All right, hit us up with a beat.
1 second. You guys just keep...
Yo, this is sick.
Just keep rapping.
It's a Friday, and we're with Jack Lemmon.
We're talking fried eggs.
And he's having none of it. Because he's a son of it.
He's a son of an it.
Here, okay, guys, I found this thing. It's called Lo-Fi Hip Hop Radio Beats to Relax / Study 2.
Let's listen to this.
Oh, this is very chill. This is a lot more mellow.
Now, somebody rap to this.
I'm into it.
Ben?
Yo, what's up? How's it going? It's your boy B. Just walking down the street, asking my friends, hey, give me a beat. Yeah. They give me a beat, and I say, what?
Yo!
Have you ever seen the street in the heat? Because we're chilling. Just cruising down the street with my beat. My beat.
And my meat.
Word.
Yeah, let's wrap that up there.
Wrap that up?
Oh, I've been bamboozled here.
Yet again, on your own show.
I should be running this, and yet I'd say the inmates are running the asylum now.
Does that, like, idiom have, like, roots in something?
Well, I think it's a common sense thing. So let's say you're running an asylum. As you're the warden of an asylum. Think about it. Are you there? You thought about it?
It takes me a while.
Okay, take your time. Evan, are you there?
Yeah, I've been there for a while.
What's the name of this asylum?
Oh, it's Cloverleaf.
Cloverleaf Asylum. Ben, and yours?
Cloverleaf sounds pretty legit. I was thinking like Drinkles or something.
Okay, so we have Evan Ford, warden of Cloverleaf, and Ben Flynn, warden of Drinkles. You're running this asylum. Who do you want to be running it?
Well, I thought I'd be running it.
Not exactly. Exactly.
I'd be walking down the hall going...
Just to annoy the prisoners.
Yeah, all out.
You're just clicking a pen, and then they say, shut up, and you go, I'm trying to focus. So you wouldn't want the inmates running it.
I mean, maybe a really select few could.
What if it was like a democracy?
I mean, I don't know about that.
Let's get this on the record. Evan Ford is against democracy.
Yeah, I'd say so. Can we talk about democracy?
No, that's the one rule I will divulge on the air. We aren't allowed to talk about democracy.
Socialism. How about that? Yeah.
We're not getting that started. Let's steer clear of that bucket of beans.
Yeah, because UBC is an affluent school. You see, this is right here, is it? You know, affluent school, they won't talk about socialism because it's not in their favor. That's not what they want to happen. They want us to live in this capitalism.
You're talking like Joe Rogan right now. You're fully talking like Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan talks like, yo, dude, I've fought before, and I've smoked
that's
weed.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yo, dude. Oh, that's interesting. Capitalism, man. Yeah, what a crazy, crazy beast.
All right, now let's ramble on for 5 more hours, and we have an episode of his podcast.
God, I don't know how he does a podcast that long.
This isn't an episode of podcast talk.
Can I not say on the air? I'm actually a big fan of the Joe Rogan podcast. I listen to that stuff all the time. It's great listening.
I'm not a fan. Anyway, we're gonna go to our theme here. Theme songs still aren't working, guys. I need you to tell me how we're gonna pick a topic. Can you sing me a song?
All right, let's do this. Hey, you ready, Evan?
I'm ready, Ben.
We're gonna pick a theme.
Pick a topic.
Pick a thing to talk about.
Topic time.
And it is Say It Jack on your phone.
It's Raptors and Actors. We like talking about two things here, people. Raptors and actors. And we're going to get into that right after the break. This is Radio Pizza Party.
It's dead air.
You're right by my my side, you wake me up, you say it's time to ride. In the dead of night, strange canyon road, strange look in your eyes. You shut them as we fly, as we fly. Stark Hollow Town, Carson City.
Spoken word rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I sh-
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of
cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds big, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at AIDSVancouver.org.
All right, we are back with more Radio Pizza Party. More than anybody has ever asked for.
Or wanted.
Or wanted.
Or deserved.
Hey, I think it's less than they deserve.
I think we need to do a brief shout-out to our sponsors for this episode.
Yeah, so HelloFresh is a big one.
HelloFresh, thank you to
Blue
Sleep
Apron.
Right, and Casper and Victoria Lounsdown.
Yeah, and the other one, your woman, what's her name?
Purebred. What?
Your woman, what's your girlfriend or whatever her name is? Ooh. The girl you're dating? You told me that she sent you like 40 photos of her mom.
Hold on. I got this. Hold on.
Oh, the saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah, that's our nickname for when she gets out of the...
No. Why do you think that? She found a saber-toothed tiger.
A live one?
No, it was dead. They're dead now. But she found one.
How? Where? When?
You know, just next to the road. It's where you find all kinds of...
She found a saber-toothed tiger next to the highway? Wow, this seems like a woman whose name you'd really want to remember.
Have you ever seen like have you ever been driving on the road and you've seen like a dead raccoon or whatever on the side of the highway?
Many times.
Same deal.
I'm bored with this conversation. Let's move on.
Yeah, me too. So we're talking about raptors and actors. Who are some of your favorite actors?
Clint Eastwood.
Ooh.
Daniel
Day-Lewis. I know the answer to this question.
What a gem that guy is.
Oh.
I like Daniel Day-Lewis because he's a method actor.
Charlie Day's pretty good.
He's a method actor.
I have no idea what you're trying to tell me.
Method.
I missed everything.
We have Daniel Day-Lewis and Charlie Day. I'm noticing a theme here.
Let's go with
Orson Welles.
What about M. Night Shyamalan?
You know,
is he
day and night. No, I couldn't think of any. You know what?
He's not an actor, is he?
Look, if we're going to be poking holes in each other's things, you're going to take issue with the whole idea of raptors and actors as a theme, okay?
I mean, another good actor. Keanu Reeves has to be up there.
Is he like that great of an actor? He always has the same,
he's just like a great
look.
Dude.
He's
like
great.
A great dude, yeah, for sure. But he just has the same, like, that's him. You know, it's like same.
I'd say his best role is in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Hello?
Is that how you know this has been a call?
Yes. Hello?
Whoa.
Hello, this is Ben Mendelsohn.
Ben Mendelsohn, hey, have we heard from you before?
Probably not.
Well, that's good to hear. How are you doing, Ben Mendelsohn?
Captain Marvel.
What?
Unless you've seen Captain Marvel. Never mind.
Queen Marvel?
Come on. Get it together. How's your day going?
You know, it's pretty good. It's pretty sunny here.
Where are you?
Hey, Ben. Yeah? Ben, can I just interject here for a second?
From one Ben to another.
How did you... Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a good segue into my question. How did you come about your name? Because I'm named Ben.
Well, you see, it's a religious thing.
Okay.
Ben comes from a verse in the Bible where it's been a long time
I thought it was.
I must be going. Yeah?
No, we've just got you on the phone.
No, 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 no. Sorry, that's the quote. That's the quote.
Oh.
From my favorite Bible verse, foreplay long time.
Okay.
I was all like I was raised knowing that.
Maybe I'm not being clear enough. It's just, it's, you know, it's just a personal spiritual thing.
No, that's fair. Like, I was also, I mean, from one Ben to the other, you know, just privately, not between like you, me, and Evan and Jack. It's like,
all
just,
right, Evan know. And Evan and I'll not yeah, listen.
You guys, just like pull out your mics for a second. Anyways.
Yeah, yeah, they're not named Ben. They can't hear this.
Yeah, they don't know. Yeah, from like one Ben to another. Like, mine was named after another Bible quote, which was that you see that bend in the road over there. And it continues on for a few more sentences.
It was that quote that they named me from.
Unrelated,
but just a question I had rattling around in my brain. Were there roads in the time that the Bible was written?
Absolutely, there were roads.
Were there shoes?
There weren't cars.
Wasn't there like the Silk Road, or am I like a little too
I'm thinking like
early?
a freeway.
The Bible.
No, I think
Silk
that was just,
maybe a little bit past.
Right, right. Yeah. When was the Bible written?
No.
I think
when
it
the Earth was created,
1994.
Right?
Four?
Yeah, so when the Earth was created, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Around that time.
Yeah, 2019 means the Earth's been around for 2019 years. Happy
yes.
birthday.
Happy Earth Day. Yeah. Is that what Earth Day is?
Shout out to Earth Day.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Ben Mendelsohn.
The rock has just decided to build its own gravity in less than 3,000 years.
That's crazy. I mean, the whole universe goes around it. Wild stuff.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't. Ben Mendelsohn, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from, Queensland, Australia.
Wow, Queensland, Australia. What time
Good
is it there?
I might.
Let's just let that sit here like the old fart it is.
I'm not Australian, so I'm not actually able to answer. I'm just living here. I've been living here with my wife for a few years.
Okay. What's your wife's name?
Carol Ann.
Carol
Ann Mendelsohn? Or did you take her last name, which would also be Mendelsohn?
She still has her own. She kept hers, Ferguson. She says it's just in case things don't work out, and it's been 15 years. I don't know. She still hasn't showed up, but...
My joke, that's actual memory.
Wait, she hasn't showed up? What do you mean?
Yeah, I bought her a few plane tickets to Queensland, but she said she's packed, and she said she got lost in traffic or something about her bags.
Sorry, you're living in Australia because your wife, right? Is that what you said? You were living in Australia because of your wife?
Yeah.
And yet you said that she hasn't showed up yet.
No, she said we were going to move to Australia.
Where were you living before?
We were in like Hollywood, right? I was trying to be an actor, an A-list actor, but that didn't quite work out.
What list did you make it onto?
You know.
The no list, as it sounds.
No, you didn't make it onto any list, so you decided to give Australia a shot.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's beautiful and there's lots of movies filmed here. You know, like, if I take a small flight to New Zealand, I could get on the next Lord of the Rings. If they do that again, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you're a little ways off. Isn't that New Zealand,
they
call it locally?
I think you should actually give the acting thing another go, because here in North America, we have the A-list, but down there, they have the O-list.
Just cut his mic.
Yeah, I'm just going to cut his mic for now.
Push your button.
Like, what are you doing to sustain yourself for the last 15 years?
Well, I have small parts. I'm often playing like villains. Like, you may know me from Rogue One. I played a sort of general type character, and a lot of what I did was just sort of look menacingly at a camera while a CGI'd scary zombie man was next to me.
Now, when you say you were a general character, does that mean that you played a general in the army, or were you just kind of generally a character and you played multiple roles?
Well, sort of both. Like, in the script that they gave me, I had a lot more lines, and I was going to be, like, actually part of the story. But instead, I just roll up, I grab a little girl by the tassels, and I throw her, and then that's kind of it. And then I just...
So, like a midget toss.
What are the tassels? I don't think you can say midget.
Tassels. Yeah,
no, it's just not... We'll edit that out.
I meant, like, ponytails. Like, grab her by the scruff.
Right. Who were you grabbing by the scruff? I feel like I missed something important.
How much?
I can't remember the actress's name, but it was for Jyn Erso in Rogue One.
Right.
Okay, you grabbed her by the scruff of her neck and threw her.
I'm pretty sure I did that.
Was this part of the movie, or just like you got mad? Because that's really awful, sir.
Well, I think the first take they didn't get on camera, but then they were like, "I like it. Do it more, Ben. You got this." Like, method. And I was like, yeah, Mr. Director Man, I I do got this. And I kicked her in the face, and I said, cut.
Like, do it again. I like that. Method acting. Hey, Evan, method acting.
Method acting. Meth and acting.
Hey, that's a combination that doesn't mix. I'd say meth and anything doesn't mix.
No, it's not a very good sort of sockwood.
Not a good sort of what?
A sockwood?
A sockwood.
What's a sockwood?
It's like a liquid, but a solid.
A sockwood. I like that.
I like that, too.
It's fine now. I'm taking that.
I didn't make it up. I'm Ben Mendelsohn. I don't invent things.
Words. Okay, cool. You just mend them.
Exactly.
You mendel an event.
I'm not sure how to respond to that.
You mendel in the events of your own life, Ben Mendelsohn. You are
there
your own.
I'd say he takes a very important role in his own life, as most do.
Secondary character at best.
I might say he bends the rules a little bit.
I already made that joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's okay.
Is the bend in the road?
Yeah. No, that wasn't it. Yeah,
we've asked if there were roads in biblical times.
Yeah, come on, dude. Keep up.
Got to be quick if you want to be a B-list actor like me.
Oh, you've made it to the B-list.
The
that's
Ben
good.
List.
That's good to... Oh, the Ben list. That makes perfect sense. So I would be on the J-list because my name is Jack.
Exactly. If you look up the Ben list on GoogleTube, you'll find me like number 7. Like I'm working my way up.
Who's
know?
Number 1 on the Ben list?
Ben Kingsley, obviously.
Well, yeah, I mean Sir Ben Kingsley. Thank you very much.
Oh, true. All right, yeah.
Come
he's
on.
He is a royal something of the British Empire.
He's a royal something or other of a British thing.
I can't remember what the acronym was or means.
Wait, Sir is an acronym?
Yeah, there's like an acronym they give you. It's like honorary.
It's Order of the British Empire. It's OBE.
Oh, I thought it was like Sir was the acronym. Like
so
senior...
incredibly relevant.
That's just, I wish.
Because they only give knighthoods to the trending topics on Twitter now.
Yeah. Oh, man,
and they take it away as soon as you slip off the rankings.
Or sorry, poor poor pro Jared acting.
Oh my goodness.
Sir pro Jared.
Line delivery is a very important skill when you're an actor, you know?
That's true. And not cheating on your wife. Hashtag pro Jared.
Wait, what is pro Jared? I don't know.
Oh, you can look that up on your own time.
That
is a half hour rabbit hole of stuff to look at.
I like that time box.
Like
only half an hour.
Three
cool.
seasons of RuPaul.
Yeah.
Oh, RuPaul.
You a RuPaul fan there, Ben Mendelsohn?
I sure am. I RuPaul it up. They even invited me on once, and I said no.
Because you weren't a drag queen.
Well, no, it's just because I didn't feel I was a good fit for the gig. There was no script. They wanted me to just talk to these people, and I don't know how to talk to people.
So you're not in...
a phone right now, and that's even a lot for me right now. You know, I mean, it's hard to be an actor and have social anxiety.
I would say that talking in a movie involves a lot of... You're talking to more people than you could ever meet in one place.
Yeah, but you see, I slide. I keep it under 300 words a day. It's impressive.
What if you have a monologue that's over 300 words?
I'm getting there.
Then he doesn't talk about anything else the rest of the day.
No, but it's over 300 words. He can't do the take.
He does the rest of it tomorrow. You do two takes.
They'd notice his facial hair would have grown in.
No, dude.
You can't do that, Ben.
Movie magic.
You're setting yourself up for
facial hair. You are not one to speak on the topic.
Now, Ben Mendelsohn, are you some kind of dolphin-like creature that doesn't have facial hair?
You're literally a dolphin. You have no facial hair.
Oh my
you
God.
Are
I
dolphin.
Shaved
him perfectly.
You are dolphin from that
word.
I like that.
What's one?
You are no one to talk about facial hair, Ben.
So Ben
Mendelsohn, are you a dolphin-like creature?
I am. I'm slippery and slimy and shiny.
And now, does that have anything to do with your jeans, or have you just not showered recently?
A bit of both.
Take off your jeans, man.
They are very tight and stinky, and my shower, it only spits out this orange powder, so I don't use it.
Orange powder, is it like Tang?
It's like Kraft Dinner.
Yeah, is it the cheese from Kraft Dinner, or is it Tang?
It kind of tastes like pennies.
So you just have copper shavings falling out of your...
There's a fair chance. Really nice.
Oh.
Tell me where this fountain of copper.
Captain Marvel
is
available now.
Are you talking? Are you? Is this a Captain Marvel plug?
No, not technically or legally.
Do you have any plug? Do you want a plug, Evan? Do you want a plug?
Follow at Ben Mendelsohn and at Ben Flynn on Twitter.
Follow them. Hey, I have a Twitter.
Is that
I have
right?
Twitter.
No,
all right, this isn't an episode of Twitter Time. Ben Mendelsohn, we're going to have to let you go.
Okay.
We have more guests to talk to. Bye-bye. Love you. Miss you.
I could take up some of your time.
Hey.
Hey, I'll be in Castlegar later this...
He's gone. How do you... He was in Queensland. It doesn't matter if...
He could actually probably hear me. I'll be there in August.
He's in Queensland. Okay. We're going to go to a quick game that we like to call... Sports Talk.
Sports Talk. I like the better one. It was you and me, Evan.
Sports.
Ball. Talk sports.
Talking. All right, I think that's as much as I can post legally. This is an episode of Sports Talk. All right, guys, it's basketball season. We've called it baseball season earlier. That was incorrect. It's basketball season.
Could it also be baseball season?
Basketball season.
It's very nearly the end of basketball season.
Do they line up perfectly so that when one ends, the other begins?
No.
No.
So it's like hockey in the winter, obviously, ice.
Then well, the baseball, playoffs are all in the summer.
Baseball in the spring.
Yeah, hockey playoffs are going on right now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. It's totally hockey.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then you get football in the fall. Because
it is in the fall.
Take away the and you've got
football
fall.
Is a very short season.
It does.
Isn't it like 12?
Football is the spring of sports.
It's like a game.
No, they do like 7 games or something.
They do
like
half a game and then they call it there. Flip a coin over who's going to win.
Yeah. And then they do the halftime show.
That's why they always do the coin toss at the beginning. You've seen it. Watch YouTube.
Don't they do a coin toss in most? Oh no, I guess like hockey and stuff. There's
If you think about a basketball as a very large coin, they do toss it in the air at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, same with the puck, dude. They flip it. You know, they like who's gonna win.
Speaking of obscure rules, this is what I'd like to run by you: is 3 rules that used to be in the game of basketball.
Oh, I actually listened to a podcast on this. I might get these.
Shut up about podcasts. If you're gonna be on one, don't talk about other ones.
It's not podcast talk. It's not Podcast Pals right now.
It's not an episode of Podcast Pals.
Podcast Pals.
Podcast.
Listen, you're not.
Podcast.
I know you guys were helping me sing theme songs earlier, but that doesn't mean you can hijack my show. Do you want your mics turned back on? Shout.
Yes. Yes. We're taking it over.
All right, you're back. So, these are 3 rules. 1 is not real. Jeans were mandatory until the 1990s.
Is this a that yes
one.
Or a
it's
no
that
question?
It's that
this
one.
Is, there, these are 3 real rules.
Wait, mandatory where? Like in the game?
In the game of basketball. Teams would kiss instead of shaking hands up until the 1910s.
Wait, these are real rules.
These are real rules. I'm straight telling up. You 3 rules.
No fibs.
One of them will be fake.
Why did you not make this into a game? This would have been the perfect game.
This.
It is a game.
What do you think it is? You have to guess which one is fake.
Oh, this is exactly what I thought it was. You said there were 3 real rules.
One of them is fake.
He's not going to just read out rules.
Dogs were banned from professional play in 1997 after a documentary exposed the loopholes.
Oh my God.
It's Air Bud, I think that was.
Wait, can you say the second one again?
Teams would kiss instead of shaking hands at the end of a game until the 1910s.
Yeah. All right. Number two is a false.
That one's that.
Oh, no, wait. Number 3 is the false.
No, it's number 1. What's number 1 again?
Jeans were mandatory until the 1990s.
Jeans were never allowed. They're illegal. It's like a performance-enhancing drug. Jeans, it's jeans.
No, it's absolutely the 3rd one.
Which is?
The banning of the dogs.
I think that's an event in Spain. So you think that ban... yes, I'm going over for the banning of the dogs.
No more.
No. Get those dogs out of here.
Just like describe the plot of Air Bud. Like that's not a real thing.
No I'm perro aquí.
Yes.
Sure.
Great. All right. I'm going to let you know which rule is fake in 3, 2, 1. It was the first one.
Oh my God.
Told you, man. Told you.
Yeah. The league figured out once Shaquille O'Neal jumped over the entire hoop in a pair of Wranglers, they were like, guys, we got to get
rid of it. So dogs technically were never not allowed until they made
dogs are still allowed to this day.
Yeah.
except for
although
in professional
that movie,
play.
Although that documentary did expose the loopholes in having a dog on your team.
Yeah.
So, which, I mean, it is kind of, you know, dodgy malpractice that the commissioner is doing, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
Who can really say?
Hey, this isn't an episode of the sports ethics talk.
No, no. This, so isn't, actually, this isn't regulation delegation going
for
on
for a true
right
fact,
now.
They actually had to kiss.
They
true
did.
Facts, man.
They did. And if you were the losing team, you had to use more tongue.
Yeah. From the beginning of the game, you had to know you were going to lose.
Yeah. No, they do a peck on the cheek at the start of the game, and then they'd make out for a little bit at the end.
Yeah. But, like, one of them is more coy. The winner is more coy because they didn't, like, they don't have as much.
They're playing hard to get, as they had been during the game.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hard to get the win from.
Keeping the ball away from them.
Yeah.
They play with a ball. A ball.
Many balls.
Up until the 1910s, they played with a football, like an American football, which is why bouncing was also illegal.
That's true.
Because it would just go all over
and
the
also
place.
Throwing was illegal as well, I've heard.
What did they used to make balls out of?
Pigs.
No, I think they made them out of peach baskets.
Baskets.
It was basket. Basket. Ball.
Oh, my God. No,
it's in the name.
It's like a woven ball. No, it's a woven
ball. It's a woven
ball.
And then they would put a balloon in it.
The basket actually came in much later. Like, I think in, like, if correct me if I'm wrong, the 60s?
The ball.
The 1860s?
It was during the Civil War.
Right. That's when it came in. It's very late.
Yeah.
When was the Civil War?
1862 to 1865.
That seems recent.
Yes.
Wait, it was only 3 years?
Yeah. The Civil War was also only really a generation away.
The Civil War seems like, why are people still talking about it if it was only 3 years?
Because there was a lot of ramifications.
There was a lot of ramifications of the Civil War.
Both
but this,
pre and post. Are we going to talk about this right now?
This isn't an episode of Confederate chat. Chatting about how bad the Confederate was because they were
terrible. Yeah, no, you made
terrible,
it sound like we're like chatting
yeah,
about, oh,
that. Yeah. The Confederates were the bad guys.
Come on. Back up a little bit. Tell us. Okay. Apologize.
I would like to apologize on air unequivocally for...
You turn your mic off.
No, I turned the phone line off.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't talk about the boards. I would like to apologize for saying that there's anything to chat about the Confederates. Ben, you have some stuff to apologize for as well?
Besides how lame they were. Yeah. I would like to apologize to you, Evan.
For what?
He knows.
I do know.
Oh, no. What did you do? Let's expose this like cereal. 1 second.
Yeah, pull up the cereal thing. The Dare Jack.
All right, Evan, tell us about your crime.
Ben didn't want to give me a ride. Is this what he's apologizing for? He also doesn't like cereal.
I actually am a huge fan of cereal. Take that back.
This is not podcast pals. If one of you talks about podcasts again, you will be expelled from this studio.
Are you really going to put Sarah Koenig on this podcast right now?
Yeah, and this is just the theme song. She's not going to be on it. I'm not playing an episode of Serial.
Are you saying you just have the theme? Really? Serial.
Stop talking about the boards.
I'm
it's on
the
theme is on YouTube.
Ah, okay, fair.
Everything's on YouTube.
Too much is on YouTube.
Birthday? That kind of went nowhere, guys. Jeez.
Well, no. Has anybody?
Did you just ask Evan if he had a birthday?
No, like a birthday film, like you know that? You know how everyone had like a.
Oh yeah, like if you type in "Happy Birthday" blank into YouTube.
Wait, really?
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how in like movies they always have like found footage of like children's birthdays.
Oh right, I don't know what Ben's on about, but this is what happens if you look up "Happy Birthday Evan" on YouTube.
Kind of amazing.
So it's a video of cats in sunglasses and disco balls.
You're doing such a bad job describing it. It's so much more than that.
There's a man in a cat costume.
Basketball. It's on topic.
There's a man in a cat costume dribbling a basketball.
For those audio listeners, if you'd like to see anything you're hearing about, too bad, because it is an audio-only podcast.
For those audio
listeners. That's a private YouTube video as well. Can't even, only Jack can watch it because he uploaded it.
I did. Happy birthday, Ben. Alien remix. There's an alien dancing on a grid background.
I love that. Wow. I love
these
the
videos exist for everyone's name.
Synthwave. Why yeah. is that just.
Birthwave.
Birthwave.
All right, we're going to go to a break.
What? How much time do we have? I'm going to like.
We have half an hour.
Oh, yeah, this thing goes for an hour and a half. Crazy yep. how much, how they dedicate this amount of time.
I know. This
Actually,
song.
Can I talk about something for a second? Or
no, we're going to a break.
Okay, I'll talk about
this
it.
This song is by Devours. It's called Taxidermy the Musical. Bye bye.
It is what it is, and no one's gonna change me, cause I'm a goddess in my prime. Don't try to shame me for my pink shoes, limp wrist, your unabashed love of Beyonce. I'm flaming and I'm happy as fuck, and if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, you'll know exactly where I stand. And if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, show me what it takes to be a man. And if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, you know exactly where I stand. And if it's not enough, not enough, not enough, show me what it takes to be a man. Takes to be a man.
Stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, anytime I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Colombian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
High school is not free in Kenya, East Africa. As well as tuition fees, families must find money for uniforms, including shoes, textbooks, calculators, dictionaries, pens, pencils, and more. For poor, rural families earning the equivalent of $2 to $3 a day, this is often an impossible challenge. Will you help educate bright, very poor Kenyan youth to help them find a road out of poverty for their families? Just $50 a month will allow that to happen. Gifts of smaller amounts can be combined to give youth a chance through KEEF, the Kenya Education Endowment Fund, a registered, BC-based, volunteer-run educational charity. Tax-deductible receipts are available. Donations make great gifts for Christmas, graduation, anniversaries, promotions, etc. Gift cards are available. More information at www.kenyaeducation.org or you can call us at 604-415-9397, day or evening.
Hey, we are back with more Radio Pizza Party, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia at CITR 101.9 on the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples. I'm here with
Evan,
Ben,
and Ben, last names redacted. We're talking about raptors and actors today, and I want to, Ben had something to say before the break.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, okay, so you know how, like, have you ever watched, like a TV show, or like watch the TV, and like you see people there, and you're like, I could do that, like acting or whatever.
Acting, okay.
But like in reality, it's like super hard, and it's like, oh my god, it's like such a hard thing to do. Like yeah. What we're doing right now, we're on media right now, but anyone could do this. This is so lame what we do. Wow, we're just here, just chatting about stupid stuff. Anyone could do this, and yet we are the ones dedicated to being on air. It's weird. Anyways,
I don't know if you're the one. You two were invited to my show, which I plan and have worked on for almost 3 years with my friend.
It's quality
wow,
content.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while. You guys have listened to every episode, as we both know.
Hey, we've always listened to the episode. Me, Evan, and Maddie. Right, Maddie?
I told you not to do that bit, and you did it. Hey, Maddie, how you doing?
Hey,
so what you guys, what's your plan this evening?
Well, I've told you guys I've become vegetarian now.
How strict are you with your vegetarianity?
Not strict, because I still eat salami, because vegetarian sandwiches are the worst.
Vegetarian sandwiches are the main pitfall of being a vegetarian.
Main pitfall.
But you are one step closer to becoming a dreaded vegan.
No, I what? No, because I actually don't care about the animals at all. Like, that's
not
why.
You'd kill them slower if you could.
I would, you know? Like, okay, here's my deal. I just won't eat, like factory farm stuff.
Speaking of which, have you guys had the Beyond Meat Burgers from A&W?
No.
I have. It's good.
They're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
I like them.
I should try them.
Like, it's like vegetarian.
Oh, we got a caller. Who have we got here?
Oh, it's cool.
Hello?
He does that thing over there.
Hello?
Hi.
Who is this?
Oh, I know.
This is Tristan.
Tristan!
Whoa.
Oh, my God. How are you, buddy?
What a pleasure.
Oh, I'm good. I'm doing all right. Doing okay.
Yes. How about you? How would you grade the show so far?
There's
no need to answer. It's an A+. We already know it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Long as there's a show.
I love that. I love no criticism. I love this, like, pure construction.
How's life out there in Toronto?
Good. I'm just, like, I'm out. I'm downtown. I'm at a payphone, and I did ask a few people for a couple of dimes to make it happen, but I got to call into my friends, you know? you know?
Yeah. You sound so. You're on a payphone. Like, how's Steph doing? You moved out there with her, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she's good. Yeah.
You don't sound too intimately familiar with how she's doing.
Oh, I haven't seen her a few days.
A few days? That's a bit worrying.
Yeah.
Why has it been a few days?
Yeah. I don't know. I just came home and it was like that's what that was. So I was like, hey, she's an adult, you know? That's what I said.
So you came home and what did you see? Like, there's no furniture in the apartment?
The repo people took that. Yeah, that was gone a couple days before that.
Okay.
Yeah, but, she was just up to know it was something like, can't do this anymore, something along those lines.
Hey, Tristan, can I ask you a hard-hitting question right now?
Oh, you're not too hard. Benny, miss you, man.
Yeah, where, hey, like, wait, did you go to Toronto?
Hmm? Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Yeah, I'm out here having the time of my life.
Cool.
Oh yeah, it's like nothing's going wrong at all. It's great.
Nothing's going wrong. You're gainfully employed now?
Oh no, not yet. Get between jobs, as they say.
Okay, but you're interviewing for jobs, right?
Yeah, soon. You know, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Oh, guys, I don't know how I like this. But you have at least you have a roof over your head tonight, right?
Tonight, yes. Tomorrow, we'll see.
Ooh. Have you tried getting in contact with Steph or maybe your parents?
Yeah, that's the thing is that I only had a couple of dimes to call, so I called. Obviously, I'm going to call RPP on Friday night. Hey, welcome to the call, you know?
You know, Tristan, if you're in rough times, I'll let you in on a little secret of mine. I know a guy in Toronto. He'll give you $10 for your kidney.
What's this guy's name?
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Do you want to name this guy on air?
Tommy Anderson.
I never give away my sources, but you know, $10 for a kidney—that's a steal
that's
in some places.
That's not the worst deal I was given.
Sometimes it's a literal steal.
What was the worst deal you were given? Was it like a kidney for a McChicken? Or?
No, it was for $9, so a dollar less.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I'm good. I'm good.
You're
yeah,
good. You're good. Are you working on like any writing you've done lately? Like perhaps something about your life on the streets?
I'm on a street.
At 10 o'clock on a Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on a street. It's fine. But like, it's Friday night, you know? There's an excuse, you know? I'm just out late.
You're just partying, man. You're having a couple of brewskis here, or?
I did find a little something, but just not even any enough. But you know how it goes.
Oh man, poor guy.
But no, I'm good. I'm good. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm having fun. This is such a good decision.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're. I'm so glad that you left the show on such good terms.
Oh yeah,
and everything's just working out for you.
Yeah,
things couldn't be.
Yeah, like remember when I said, I'm going to the big leagues. Don't ever talk to me again. Stuff you, double stuff you, Ben. Remember that?
Yeah. You made such a big deal of it. You smashed my laptop over your knee.
Oh yeah,
and you said you'll never see me again.
Yeah.
I'm gonna become a star. You'll see my name on the Hall of Fame.
It was a smooth exit, and you punched me in the jaw, and it's smooth.
But maybe I could walk that back a little bit, and you know, say sorry, and in exchange, you maybe send me a few dollars.
Hey, sorry is not needed.
How many dollars would you need from us for an apology?
What do you got?
Between 4 and 7.
I don't know, what's the exchange rate nowadays?
I can send you a hamster, but I can't guarantee it'll be alive by the time he gets there.
What's the exchange rate on
hamsters? I'll take a dead hamster.
You'll take a dead hamster. You want a dead hamster.
Well, he can't guarantee you. Like, who knows? Like, they poke a few holes in the box, you know?
you.
That's me.
Well, Tristan, I know you may be starved of human contact. But we got to wrap this show up.
Yeah.
I'd say we have to get this show on the road.
We have to move on to better segments.
Yeah, we have to move on to better segments that we've thought of since you left.
Like, we've been working on some stuff, man.
We have so many great ideas.
I wear that cool jacket that you wear now.
My timer is running out here. I only got like 5 more seconds.
Boop, boop. Bye, Tristan. I hope you get a hot meal tonight.
Bye, Tristan. Don't say hi to strangers.
Oof. I don't know. Things aren't going too badly for that guy.
Things
He's doing all right.
Things could be going worse, though. That's what my dad always said.
Things could be going worse.
He's making it in the big city.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Is Vancouver a big city?
No.
No.
No. Not compared to the Ront.
Right, yeah.
That big Ront in the sky, as they call it. I've got one last thing I want to do with you guys. This is a script I've been writing for a few months. It's about basketball as well, and it involves actors, two of which will be you guys.
Okay.
It's called Wrapped in Things Up. Oh, you guys are adjusting your seat, getting ready to do this.
How do I get this thing back up?
You gotta really strap in for this one. So the premise of this, the crux of the short is that the Raptors have been sold and they're moving to Yellowknife. They're going to become the Yellowknife Yelpers. Ben, you can sit forward if you'd like. And we're the moving crew packing everything up. Ben will be playing Sven, who is a Swedish mover. Evan will be playing Ev Sven. And I will be Joke. There will be other characters introduced halfway through. I'll start us off.
Will there be a narrator? Like, will you cut in here with, like, a narration?
I may cut in. I may not be as myself.
I thought you've been working on this for months.
Look, shut up. Let's get it started. Here's a theme song for Wrapping It Up. We join our intrepid trio as they pack up Raptors Stadium in Toronto.
Well, Evan, this is a heavy package, don't you think?
They sure have a lot of balls.
Oh, they have a lots of balls. Oh.
Hey, come on now, guys. We got a lot of work to do.
Oh, Joke, you're always so serious.
We got a long drive if we're going to get all the way to Yellowknife.
Where's Yellowknife?
It's in the Yukon.
Oh,
What's the Yukon?
Well, it's a bit like Lapland, but in Canada.
Oh, I love Lapland.
Oh, us Swedes, don't we have fun?
We do have fun.
Well, we still have a lot of boxes, so we should get back to it.
Hey, Evan, look at this box I passed to you.
Oh, so heavy.
Oh, so heavy. Oh,
who is it?
The door?
It's me, John Raptor, owner of the Raptors. What are you guys doing in here? And where'd that other guy go?
So sorry, sir. We are just packing all the balls.
They're so heavy.
I need this stuff all packed up by tomorrow night.
But where's it going?
It's going to Yellowknife. It's in the Yukon. It's a bit like Lapland, but in Canada.
Whoa! But why? What is wrong with here?
The team was sold. Toronto's too small a city. Yellowknife's gonna take things over from here.
Moving to the metropolis. Oh.
Yep, moving to the big smoky Yellowknife. They have 4 bus lines now. It's better than we can do. Toronto sucks.
Oh, well, I wish you all the best.
Now get to it, boys. I'm not coming back. Hey, who's that guy? Hey, guys, what did I miss?
You know, Mr. Big Shot over here.
John Raptor.
I missed Mr. Raptor himself.
Mr. John Raptor. He has such a big, big beard.
That bearded man. I can't believe I didn't see him coming.
Wow, it sways in the wind like a tree.
We're in a basketball arena.
Look at the floor, dummy. Made out of trees.
Yeah, of course it is. It's hardwood.
Swaying in the wind.
What are you, a tree vegetarian now? All right, come on, guys. We got to pack this up. My wife's coming by in 5 minutes.
Shotgun.
Oh,
and if she sees us goofing off, I'm going to have to sleep on the couch.
What a character introduction.
The dog couch. Uh-oh, here she comes.
Oh, boys!
Svetlana!
Svetlanka, what are you doing here?
Well, aren't you packing?
Yes, we are, yeah. For Mr. John Raptor.
Oh, John Raptor, you say?
Yes.
He's a big shot.
He has such a big beard.
Now,
what was my husband's name again?
Yvonne.
It was Joke. That's my name.
Right, oh, Joke.
We have another caller.
No, have-
let's just step out of the script for a little bit.
Right, scene.
And so the boys went back to work.
Hello? Hello?
Hey.
Hi, who is this?
Just a caller calling in, Al.
Hey, Al, how are
you? Can I call you Al?
Oh, no, not this again. Come on.
Sorry, Al. I'm sure you get this all the time.
I can call you Betty. And
are you, you guys the Laplanders, the Yellowknife and the Yukon business?
That's us. It's part of a script I wrote, but we're characters that we're about to move the Raptors to the Yukon, which I know it's not the best time, given that it's the middle of the finals, but...
Or Yellowknife in the Yukon.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's where it is. I haven't looked at a map in a while. I'm just... helping move the team. Oh, it's in the Northwest Territories.
Ooh.
Probably should have checked the map, shouldn't I?
It has Whitehorse, isn't it? All right, all right.
Oh, yeah, Whitehorse in the Yukon.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoops.
We're sorry, Swedish. Who's this geography major coming in here and telling us
major.
What's what? Who are you? Who are you?
I already said.
Who?
It's Al.
I already said Al.
We're talking to Al.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sorry, Al.
How are you doing tonight, Al, other than our...
Who are you proclaiming these... outrageous lies of whereabouts.
We're Radio Pizza Party. The finest show on four wheels broadcasting from CITR.
We're a Scrago bunch of muffins here having a chat.
Thank you.
On the air. Radio.
All right, me too. I'm actually got the pizza in hand, so enjoy the rest of the show.
You're eating along with us.
We don't have any pizza here, but we have a lot of cheese in between my toes.
Before you go, would you like to hear my gorilla impression?
No. All right, Al, we're going to spare you that. Have a good night.
Bye, Al.
Technical difficulties. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Well, Al was just a nice guy. All right.
I did not like him at all.
He's still listening, man.
Don't care.
He's a cheeser.
Who is this person?
He's Al.
I don't know.
We've
who
just
this
been
person.
Over this.
I don't know who this
He's
person.
A cheeser.
I don't care for him. What do you all think?
The cheesers are part of the family, Trent, Ben.
If you think I'm not, hey, Jack, I'm not telling any dishes right now. I don't think that guy's trustworthy.
I trust him with everything.
Jack,
he's his bodyguard.
Jack, I already mailed him my wallet.
Stop talking. Jack, we can't do this on air. I told you.
All right,
let's do this off air.
We'll do this off air.
All right, then should we just wrap up the script? All right, so
where do we begin? Where
the
our characters, we got to have some development now. Now where are
okay,
we at in the story?
So now we're driving to Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories.
Change of plans. Apparently we were wrong, and we've already gone to Yukon. Turns out Yellowknife's not in there, and now we're late.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's good to know the Northwest Territories very, very big, so it's good for a big team.
Very big.
Very good.
There must be many people here.
Yes,
they're going to get their own basketball courts each. Each of them.
Each a basketball court.
That's 25 basketball courts.
I'm just glad that Yvonne of the Yukon told us that we were there and not in the Northwest Territories.
Where's
Yvonne
of the Yukon? That's the sound of wind over the tundra.
It's very cold here. Lots of ice. It feels like home.
It's very cold here.
What does it feel like? Lapland?
What is a... Sven, what does your wife think of us being this far north?
Oh, Sven. My name is Sven. My wife, Maria, thinks it's very good.
I think it's so good here.
We have another caller. Cigarette. This is an unprecedented fourth caller we have tonight. Hello?
Hi, it's I think I have the wrong number. Is this the on-airline for the...
You're taking to Sven.
This is Radio Pizza Party.
We're talking about pizzas, radios, and parties.
Okay, I was just calling back. This is Al again, actually.
Oh, hello again, Al. How are you?
Hey, Al.
Hi.
I hate this guy.
And I just wanted to let you guys know that I have... taking great offense to the statements that you've said on air, and I am creating my own opposing.
What did we say?
What statements? What is he talking about?
You're talking about my hometown of Yellowknife
in the Northwest Territories.
About the number of bus lines, which is wildly inaccurate. 4 bus lines? Who would need such an amount of bus lines? That's too much.
How many do you have?
You have 2.5.
You have 2.5 bus lines. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Trade out the third holidays.
Yeah, the half bus line, it's like a, it's just like on motorcycles, and it only runs in the winter. I don't really understand that one, but anyways, I'm calling to say that we're coming for you. We got our own radio station, and we're gonna put you guys out of business.
Who's we?
Put us to our beds.
Me and my friends. All they're all from Yellowknife.
We don't like the cut of your jib, Al.
We don't like any part of your jib.
You know, jib, Al. I think I'm actually starting to like you now.
All right,
really?
You don't speak for all of us
like
when you're talking about
of
jibs.
Your voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, you have a nice voice, too. You want to, like, go on a date or something?
You know, I think you and me should start our own radio show. Let's peel off the capes of bureaucracy that are being laid upon us.
Wanna...
Let's do our own thing.
All right, we're getting a bit too into the politics here. We got to wrap up our show. Unfortunately, Al, we're going to have to end leave you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that Al guy was nice. I think we're going to have to wrap up the
God,
script there. So the Raptors... So the Raptors successfully moved. You just said you like the cut of his jib.
I don't like the cut of his jib. I was just saying that because he was on the air.
You got to stop doing that.
We were chatting with him. I don't like that guy.
Chat splat. Okay, we're gonna have to wrap up the show. So the end of wrapping it up, pretty lame, to be honest. They just kind of moved. Their wives liked the Northwest Territories. And that's about it.
You know, I liked it. I thought it was good. I thought it was a fun.
Thought it was real. It had some real drama to it.
Yeah.
All right,
it
we're just going to.
Some Daniel
Day gonna...
Lewis method acting in it. Evan, method acting.
He keeps winking at me. I have no idea what he's trying to.
We're just
going to.
We're just going to wrap up. We're just going to wrap up the show here. You guys both. You guys both know how we name our shows. We each go around and say a random word, whatever pops in your mind, whatever pops in your head. Ben, we'll start with you.
Method.
Evan.
Is
best. All right, guys, that is one more episode of Radio Pizza Party. We're gonna have more coming at you live in 2 weeks.
Can
time.
We do an outro song?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let me actually outro the song, the show first, and then you'll get 10 seconds. So, next up is African Rhythms with David Love Jones. Next week in this time slot, it is Friday Night Fever, hosted by the one, the only Sophie Galloway. Name that because she blows all the other gals away. All right, take it away, boys.
Radio Pizza Party.
This was Radio Pizza Party. Radio.
Tune in
Pizza
every
Party.
Friday.
Every other Friday.
It's two Fridays. On the radio.
CITR 101.9 FM.
На молдаванке музыка играет, кругом веселье, пьяные буллеты за столом, доходы пробивает. Пахан Одессе, Костя инвалид. Сидит пахан в отдельном кабинете и подмагу розовым лицом, между прочим, держит на примете ее вполне красивое лицо. Он говорит, бокалы наливая, видом шампанским душу горяча. Послушай, Маша, детка дорогая, мы пропадем без корки шмача. Торчит шермач на белом орканале, так карьетачку двигает киркоя фраера. В два дня богаче стали, кому же ж взяться? О,